Have you ever wept? Have you ever wept for the state, condition of the lost? Perishing souls without Christ, and as the Bible says, without hope in the world. Friend, have you ever shed a tear for a loved one in your family who is not yet saved? Do you weep for the erring one? Do you lift up the fallen? Do you tell them of Jesus, who is mighty to save? Have you ever thought, dear friend, of these verses that we read this morning, of the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, weeping? Oh, Jerusalem! Oh, Jerusalem! Here is compassion. Here is emotion. Here is pathos, feeling. We're so hard, aren't we, of hearts so often. You ever wept for the lost? But more than that, here is agony. Agony. Heart of the Saviour. As he looked out over that great city. I've got a picture probably from that wall, let me see, to about here of Jerusalem in my study. Look at it daily. And I think of the Saviour looking out over that great city. Many years ago I looked out on the city of Jerusalem by night. Thousands and thousands of twinkling lights. Multitudes of people without Christ. Oh, the agony in the heart of the Saviour. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thee as a mother hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and you would not. A few months ago we were in central London, and there were these ducks with their little ducklings. And the little ducklings were so young and so small that when the mother made a certain sound, the little ducklings swam under and she protected them. And this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying to us this morning, if you're not saved, why don't you come to me for rest, for salvation, for eternal life? We must see this cry of the Saviour. It's not just emotion. It's not just compassion. It's agony here. Do we agonize for lost souls, for loved ones in our family? The Gospel of Luke tells us in Luke 19, verse 41, when Jesus was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it. I just long that we could get into that atmosphere, as it were, of the Saviour, as if we could just stand beside him and watch him and hear him weeping. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 tells us, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears. So we read part of Matthew 23, which directed particularly to the scribes and to the Pharisees, the self-righteous ones, in the days of Jesus. They thought they were all right. They were proud, self-righteous. Things haven't changed much. Many people still like that in our world. Maybe someone here this morning, self-righteous, proud, think that you can manage your life apart from the Lord Jesus Christ.